The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Everybody, Alan Ellis here with Miss Robin. Go say good morning, Robin.
Good morning, Robin.
Thank you very much. And we have a caller on the line. What was the caller's name again there, Chris?
Name's Ken.
Ken. Ah, good morning, Ken. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Al. I just wanted to call to say good morning and get in on your muzzleloader contest and wish everybody at South Black Powder hunting all the luck in the world, especially trying to get them sick of deer because they definitely are a challenge back in that mucky muck. You'll be walking along in your hip boots, the next thing you step in one of the muskrat holes, you know what happens next.
Exactly. Believe it or not, Friday a week ago, I stepped in a hole coming out the trail in the dark.
And your boots filled up with that black water and muck.
Well, actually, on our side of the road, everything was dry, bone dry. The ditches had no water in them. You could walk anywhere you wanted to walk, and it was dry. But I stepped in a hole. I did a little sideways dance, and I thought I had it until I stepped over the edge of one of those ditches. And then the right leg went out from under me, and I hit the dirt on my right or my left knee pretty hard. And it just jarred me for a minute or two. I just kind of, sat there on my knees for a few seconds and said, okay, is anything broken? No, nothing's crunching.
It definitely wakes you up.
Oh, yeah, well, it woke me up. It jarred me, and the next couple days was...
Oh, he felt it.
Yeah, I felt it next couple days. But
one
of the young ladies coming out of the stand last night stepped in the same hole.
Oh, Lord.
She didn't, and it's an ankle twister. Thank God neither one of us did, but, there's just enough room for your foot in that hole, and when your foot goes out from under you and you can't pull it up right away, you know what happens. Down you go, so.
But, how come you think crab prices are still so high?
I don't know.
You go down Dorchester County, get them off the boat, number one males for $60 a bushel.
Wow, yeah.
By the time they get up here, they want $300.
Sure. Sure.
Yeah, so I was surprised.
I mean, I don't think it was a great year. I think we got bigger crabs. I think that they're a little more abundant this time of year. But it's market driven. It's a market driven commodity. So people are still willing to pay $40-$50 a dozen, or $200 a bushel, or whatever. Well, they're going to pay it. And who am I to say don't pay it if I'm in that business?
I know they got a gun show at Timonium this weekend also. I don't know if you mentioned that or not.
I don't, and if they're not sponsors, I don't mention them. So, but we tried to work with some of those gun show folks in the past, and it didn't work out. So, I'm sorry, you got to find out on your own about it.
Well, I wish you all the luck in the world. I hope you get a big 8-point-6 a buck. Like I said, they're definitely far and few between.
Yeah, that's a question.
You have a better luck shooting the wood ducks, I think. They're a challenge, too.
Well, there's no question. Yep, there's no question. There's a pile of them down there. I've got a wood duck mount here of a drake and a hen I shot out in, I think, Howard County years ago. And I talked to the guys down at the camp, and I said, you guys want this mount? And they said, yeah, bring it down. We'd love to have it because there's a gazillion wood ducks down there. And so,
you want to do any goose hunting this year?
I don't think so.
No.
No. If I can get out for a duck trip, I'd love that, but I'm not going to do any goose hunting.
Where do you usually go for your duck hunting?
Well, I used to go on a little chop tank, but haven't been in a couple of years, and now I'm with the Upper Bay Gun Club. So I'm trying to set up a duck hunt with those guys.
Yeah, I've hunted down Dorchester County for years.
Yeah, Dorchester's one of the places.
Was it Dragonfly Road and all down that way?
Uh-huh.
So about 10 years I've hunted down there. I want to get back in and do some more waterfowl and some more black powder hunting. I haven't really had a lot of time. My sister has breast cancer, so I've been taking care of her. So
I know how that goes.
That's been a challenge. So.
Yep. I know how that goes. So, but you know, we're just working the businesses here, and we said 2018 is going to be our year to just concentrate on some of the businesses and get them rolling, and then
you think they'll ever sell deer meat in Maryland?
No, I hope not. I hope they never do.
Really? Why?
Well, we fought against that bill. Here's what. There was a bill in the legislature a few years ago. The farmers wanted to shoot deer on crop damage permits and sell it.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So do you really want to buy some wild venison that's been shot in the summertime and, you know, God knows what kind of process it has to go through. But any time you think about selling a wild animal, what happens is you give the authoritative – I don't want to say this. You give authoritative control over from the Department of Natural Resources, which is pretty much conservation based, to the Department of Agriculture, which is commercial based. So do you really want your deer herd controlled by the Agriculture Department?
I just know a lot of elderly people that can't get out and hunt.
Well, I'll tell you what, why don't you shoot them a deer? Why don't you shoot them a deer and have it processed and go give it to them?
What's that?
Why don't you go shoot a deer and have it processed and give it to them, let them reimburse you for the processing?
Yeah, like I say, it's just a lot. You know, I take care of my sister and work all the time. It's just been a lot on me. I don't get to go out like I used to.
Well, yeah, I understand. I mean, there are some programs through the Maryland Food Bank where you can get venison through Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry.
Oh, that bologna, I could sell a tractor trailer to that if I had it, because everybody always asks me. They love the bologna. You know, it just tastes so good. You know, you can get the smaller, like, tubes from, Strader Farms up there in Pennsylvania.
Okay. I'm going to let you go now. Thanks for the 10-922-6680. Let's get some entries in for the muzzleloader contest here. And all you got to do is call in, give Chris your name and phone number. At the end of the month, next Saturday, we'll pull a name out. Somebody will win a great CVA muzzleloader from the fine folks at CVA. So we look forward to hearing from you on that. And all you got to do is give us a call here at the station. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. There's old Billy Summers. He's in his tree with a cup of coffee. He just texted me, life is good, and wants to know how I'm doing. We're doing great, Bill. We're on the air. I hope you're listening. So... 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Chris is monitoring your calls, and he'll let me know when somebody's ready to talk. So in the meantime, I think what we'll do in the meantime is tell you a little bit about one of our sponsors. Let's talk about Clyde Sports Shop at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Now, look, if your muzzleloader is you're not feeling the love from your muzzleloader anymore, well, we're going to tell you that Clyde's has Thompson Center, the complete lineup of Thompson Center. They've got them all. They've got the new Impact, which you might have read about, the Triumph Bone Collector, the Pro Hunter FX, and the new Strike. And then there's the Encore with the interchangeable barrels from Thompson Center. All this at Clyde Sports Shop, who has a complete selection of muzzleloader equipment, muzzleloaders and powder and pellets and bullets and cleaning supplies and accessories. And Clyde's is located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. Their phone number there is 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108. Clyde's has been around since 1957. Visit them. Visit their website, clydesports.com. They're open 7 days a week, and you'll be glad that you checked in with Clyde Sports Shop. No question about that. Chesapeake Outdoors is located on Maryland's Eastern Shore, first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. That is Chesapeake Outdoors. They've got some muzzleloaders, too. They've got the Thompson Center and the CVA, our sponsor CVA, the ones that are giving away the muzzleloader. And they'll, again, the whole wall of accessories, if you want to check that out. Now, not only do they have accessories for muzzleloaders, but for all deer hunting, bow hunting, waterfowl. If you go in, you walk in the front door and you turn to the left, you're going to be in the fishing section. You turn to the right, you're going to be in the hunting section. Look up on the ceiling, you'll see crossbows hanging. You look against the wall, you'll see crossbows and compound bows like the Matthews Vertex there and the Mission Crossbow, the Raven Crossbow, 10-point Excalibur Carbon Express and Barnett, a crossbow for everybody's budget. And then you get into the Yeti coolers and you get into the Costa sunglasses. You take a look around. You'll see all the waterfowl calls, the decoys, the steel shot, the gear, the camo for all, camo apparel for all season, and thousands of accessories for bows and muzzleloaders and firearms. All in one location, Chesapeake Outdoors. They're located Route 50 East. That's right off of 39B exit Dominion Road on Kent Island. The phone number there, 410-604-2500, 604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors. Now, let me tell you about our new sponsor for a few weeks, and that's Marshall Auctions. Visit the website marshallauctions.com and check out the 286 acres of prime hunting property, a lot of sika deer in Cambridge. It's prime sika deer farm, and the auction's going to be held on site Saturday, November 9th at 1:03 p.m. But today is important, too, because they're going to preview the property for 2 hours only from noon to 2. So if you live in that area, if you're hunting in that area, take a break at lunchtime, go online, check out marshallauctions.com. You can get the location. It's on Stone Boundary Road. You can give them a call or check them on the website and stop by the property and check out 286 acres of prime hunting property that's going to be auctioned off on Saturday, November 9th at 1:03 in the afternoon. That's marshallauctions.com, marshallauctions.com. The Salisbury number is 410-749-8092. Beautiful piece of property. We'll be right back after these messages.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best seafood in Harford County and northern Baltimore County. Madonna Seafood Restaurant offers an outstanding menu for lunch or dinner and all-you-can-eat crabs. It's a great place for a family event or business meeting. Madonna Seafood Carryout has steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, great pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road after a few miles, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. 410-557-CRAB, MadonnaSeafood.com, and Madonna Seafood is open every day at 11. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck, step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras?
How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a battery warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the battery warehouse near you. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built their reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
He showed me how to cast a line, where the whitetail live and how to read their sign. He'd lean my gun up against a tree so he could hold a barbed wire fence for me. Yeah, I learned a lot from watching his ways, like how to hunt smart and how to be safe. He said, one of these days, son, you'll be grown. Remember what I taught you and pass it on.
That's the whole idea, isn't it, Robin?
I love that song. Who sings that?
Yeah. Who sings that, Chris?
That is Tracy Byrd.
Tracy Byrd.
Yes, I knew
yeah,
the
he's
voice.
He's a big outdoorsman. I know that. So we were having dinner the other night, and not our server, but a young lady was in the restaurant, and I guess it was chilly for her. She had a camo jacket on. You remember?
Mm-hmm. She worked there. She just was cold.
Yeah, she was cold. And I said, oh, I love the camo. And she said, great. I said, do you hunt? She said, I used to, but my father passed away. And I said, I'll tell you what. Give me your information. There's some mentored hunting programs out there. There's some people that will be more than glad to take you hunting. And I said, they work with the National Wild Turkey Federation. They work with Blackwater. And I don't know if there's any programs right now, but you should apply for that. And, somebody, you can get in with some people. And she was very grateful for that. So, you know, there are people out there who want to hunt, like Laura.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Laura has wanted to hunt her whole life, and I was able to mentor her, and she's become quite a bow hunter. So it is about passing it on. So let's talk to some of our callers now. Thanks for holding, everybody. Luigi, you're up first. Good morning, Luigi.
Yeah, good morning. So now you're in Easton, huh?
Yes, sir. I've been here. Well, we've lived here 2 years, so...
Lived here 2 years.
I've lived here 2 years. Robin's lived here, you know, for
40
a long
time.
I'm here a long time myself, since 1981.
Yeah. Are you in the shore, on the shore also?
I'm in Easton.
Oh, good for you. Good for you.
Yeah. Awesome.
Matter of fact, I'm getting ready to go, and I got my puppy with me, my boy Bentley boy. He's a service puppy. And I'm getting ready to go and get
I'm not being critical or anything, but... you know what we didn't do? We didn't talk about Bay Country Bakery today at all.
Yeah, no, Bay Country Bakery. I've been in there many times.
Yeah, you know, we didn't talk about Bay Country Bakery.
I had my daughter's graduation cake from there.
Yeah, well, they're great,
cake.
Aren't they?
Yeah.
Bay Country Bakery. I forgot to mention them the first hour. Oh, my gosh. They're going to...
Oh.
Yeah, he's going to be so mad at me.
He ought to be.
He should be.
I remember when they were in the shopping center in Cambridge.
Yep, and I have them on the list, and I didn't talk about it. One of those little glitches when you do what we're doing here. You think you've got everything in your plan, and you don't. So.
Well, today is kind of a test and try day. We've
said
that
kind
this
of
morning.
A test and try day. So.
We've been working on this all week.
You know, I used to hunt all the time. Then my friend Robert Lee, he over in Preston had a 300-acre farm, and we used to hunt everything. We hunted everything.
Right.
And then about 18 years ago, he was out crabbing, fell off fell off his boat, and he was in near the shore or something. They don't know whether he had a heart attack, hit his head or whatever. And that was, man, that was terrible.
Sorry, I remember that.
Do you?
Yeah. Yeah. He was a very good friend of mine. I loved the guy. Really good people, his whole family. And then, you know, and I haven't hunted, and but I used to hunt everything with him. And I still do some fishing. Now you know, I'm going to tell you this. I'll be back 50 years, November the 13th, from Vietnam.
Wow. Thank you for your service.
Yeah, so this one I'm going to have a celebration, you know. This year.
Yeah, well.
I think you should.
Yeah, well, we got your phone number. So when are you having a celebration?
I don't know. I don't know. Well, I got the thing. You know, I got everything right there in my ducks in a row. The 10th of November is a Marine Corps birthday.
Right.
The 11th is Veterans Day, and the 13th is my thing from Vietnam.
Well, that sounds like a great holiday for sure.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, and the 10th is also my grandson Jacob's birthday.
How about that?
Yep.
Well, when are we going to get together sometime? I hope I'll see you around here.
All right, man. Sounds good, Luigi.
Yeah, let us know when your celebration is.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, I will.
All right, buddy.
I have you over my house.
We'll be there.
My wife is some kind of cook, and she's a nurse also.
I got it.
Oh, at the hospital?
No. She works Anne Arundel.
Got it.
That's perfect. I think that's wonderful.
Okay, well, Luigi, look, we got three other callers lined up, so we appreciate the information. Thank you again for your service, and I'm sure we'll be in touch, okay?
And you're coming in loud and clear.
Good, glad to hear it.
So, all right, you all have a great day.
Thank you, buddy.
You too.
All right, bye-bye. I guess we have Lee up next.
Yeah, morning, Al.
How you doing, Lee?
Congratulations on your new toy.
Yeah, thank you. Expensive toy.
It's an interesting toy.
There won't be any new firearms or jewelry here soon.
Technology,
you noticed I said
got
you in there, baby. Huh? Say again?
I say technology is amazing, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And
I'm loving it right now.
And don't let Alan touch any buttons.
Alan is not allowed to touch the buttons.
He's not allowed to touch buttons.
You can't touch any buttons?
Right.
Yeah, we've already had to reset it because somebody touched the buttons.
Yeah. And while we're on that, thank you to our Eric, our engineer for WCBM, for making two trips to Easton to getting this unit straightened out and getting us on the air perfectly as we are right now.
And then the emergency call the other day.
It is a perfect call. It's a perfect call. This is a perfect call.
Good. Well, I wish you all a happy weekend, and take care. I'll keep listening.
All right, man. Thanks for, and I know you're in the contest. Thanks for the call, Lee.
Take care.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's talk to Pete. Hey, Pete.
Hey, good morning. Hi, Robin. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing great. You guys are coming in loud and clear.
Oh, glad to hear that.
I'm parked in the parking lot of the WCBM radio studio.
gonna be on the air with Alan Summers today.
Yeah, well, I'm doing two backyard bird seminars at the 2A stores in Edgewater, Pasadena. I'm doing a radio show. Alan was nice enough to invite me, so
I got it.
I had a question for you. We went out on the Road River last Saturday morning, and the water was like I'd never seen it. It was about 2 feet above normal. The loading, the ramp was underwater. The docks were underwater. What was that anomaly other than the full moon?
That was the full moon. That's all it was.
Yeah, really. I've never seen it that high on a full moon.
High tide on a full moon. The tides are influenced four times a day by the gravitational pull of the moon on the Earth. Have you ever heard the term tide in a teacup?
Yes.
Have you heard that term?
I have.
Okay. Well, your cup of coffee is influenced by the tides, by the gravitational pull of the moon on the Earth, and they think that that's part of the situation where they talk about people go crazy on the full moon. It actually influences the fluid in their brain and so forth.
Well, yeah.
And
when you figure like there's a majority of your body is salt water.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Exactly. But the gravitational pull of the moon influences every body of water on Earth. Just because of the rotation of the Earth, rotation of the moon around the Earth, you know, the tides are different times. You know, you're tied between, let's say, Taylor's Island and Rock Hall is Rock about Hall. 3 hours difference or something like that. So, that's what did it.
Fishing was tough.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Unless you're doing out your back window.
Yeah.
Yeah, we threw 8 hours at it out there. We came home, a couple 70, 80-year-old guys, kind of tired. But, hey, yeah, I got a good topwater bite on a striper, on a smackhead, and caught a bunch of good-sized white perch. So, you know what, any day on the water.
Any day on the water, any day in the woods, you got it, buddy.
So. Yeah, I got to get out there. But anyway, you guys do a great job. Thanks, and we'll talk again.
All right, Pete. Thank you, buddy.
Take care.
Take care,
have a great day.
And I think we have Paul on the line now. Good morning, Paul. Are you still with us?
Yes, I am. And, good morning. I'm calling to get registered for the muzzleloader.
You are now registered.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I listen to you every week. And those Campbell soup cans and strings are working awesome.
Well, thank you so
Perfect.
Much. We're glad to hear that. So, I think we upgraded to the Progresso cans and a little better string. It's more of a Mason line rather than just a cotton string. So I'm glad it's working.
It is. Probably that's why the upgrade.
Yeah, the upgrade from the Campbell's to the Progresso, and then from the cotton string twine to the Mason line. I think that made a lot of difference in the connection.
I'm sure it did.
Yep, and the running that line from here to Chris, man, I'll tell you what, that took a couple days.
Especially with the Bay Bridge traffic.
Yeah, the Bay Bridge held us up a little bit. So.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, buddy. Appreciate it, Paul.
You have a good day.
Thanks, sir. You too.
Bye.
Who's next, Chris?
We have Russ, better known as Camo Preacher.
Camo Preacher. Got it. How you doing?
Good morning. How
are
you?
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Good morning, Russ.
Good. Hey, you guys are coming through really. The can and string telecommunications is working really well.
I got it. Well, there's three cans and two strings. You know, we got to run one to Chris.
Yeah.
So it
actually sounds really good and crisp out here.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. This is an amazing piece of equipment. It's not any bigger than a computer tablet. It's about 10 inches long and about 8 inches wide and about 3 inches high. And it's got two jacks for the microphone and for the headset on each side. And Robin and I are plugged in. It's on a what do you call these trays? Like a TV tray.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, and yeah. It's plugged into the Ethernet is plugged into our cable TV booster, which runs on Wi-Fi, and then the plug is just plugged into the electrical outlet. It's a lot of wires running around me here, but
yeah.
we'll get it set up right, and we'll have it all in a.
I'm kind of glad for you guys. You know, I know all the driving around the state that you have to do.
Right.
You know, every week you're all over the place and stuff, and I think sometimes I've heard you say you were at the studio 3 o'clock in the morning.
I leave here for the studio at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. So it's got to be much better. You guys can at least enjoy the coffee or infuse yourself while you're sitting there doing the show now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I don't fill a thermos. I just go back in the kitchen during the break.
That's it.
and get another cup. So.
Yeah, I'm on my first cup now.
I got you. So
getting ready to make pancakes for the family. But
oh, good for you, buddy. We'll be over. Blueberry pancakes are my favorite with maple syrup, buddy.
I'm telling you, this is bear season for me. I love doing blueberry pancakes. It's something we do in my family every Saturday morning. I make a pancake and bacon breakfast for my kids and stuff. So if I don't do that, you know, they wonder if daddy's sick or something. So
I got you.
Yeah, I love it.
It's our morning.
All right, buddy.
Blessings to you.
Thank you, sir.
You also.
Bye-bye.
See you, Russ. Bye-bye. 410 WCBN. You know what, Chris? Hang on a minute. We'll get to the callers in just a second. I got to talk about Bay Country Bakery. And I owe you one, Dave. I know you're listening, but I owe you one. But listen to this breakfast menu. Egg, meat, and cheese sandwich, or flaxseed toast with peanut butter and granola, bananas, or apples, oatmeal. Oh, my gosh. Some of the lunch menu stuff is absolutely unbelievable. Now, they're located in Cambridge, okay? And they've been the Knot. Have you heard of the Knot as the best bakery top pick in 2010,
yes.
2013? Best of wedding awards. Okay?
Yeah, the Knot's a wedding magazine.
Okay, I got you. So Bay Country Bakery is just through Cambridge, and we ask you to look for that big donut on this. I don't have a script, so I'm just doing this off the cuff. But they've got a big pink donut on the side of the building with sprinkles on it. Okay, so you want to, when you go through Cambridge, if you're going sick of deer hunting, you're going duck hunting, you know, or you take a break in the middle of the day, make sure you stop by and get yourself some donuts. Number one, they're the best on Delmarva. Maryland, Delaware. They're the best in the...
Best I've ever had.
Well, east of the Mississippi. Let's call it that. Okay? For now. But they are the best donuts. They make custom breads and cakes and so forth. And they made our wedding cake,
yes,
for our reception, you know? So we have a lot of confidence in Dave and Gina Levy, your host. So why not stop by, get yourself a breakfast sandwich. They serve breakfast all the way up to 11 o'clock, and then they start lunch till 2 o'clock at Bay Country Bakery. You can see them on Facebook. You can see them on their website. And you can, you know, you can Google them as well. I don't have the physical address, Robin. Why don't I? But you know, Bay Country Bakery. I'm sure you'll find it right through Cambridge. Chris, you've been there.
Yeah, but the physical address I cannot remember. All I can remember is the taste of the donuts.
Well, that's all you need to remember.
But they're on Route 50. As you're heading out of Cambridge, it's literally on your right-hand side. You cannot miss it.
2951 Ocean Gateway.
Very good. But you can't miss the donuts. I mean, you got this big chocolate donut, pink donut.
Yeah, there's a pink donut on the sign. There's a chocolate donut on the front. There's a big, giant 8-foot, 10-foot donut on the wall. So, but, yeah. Okay, Dave, hope we did you justice. We'll do better next week.
I can't remember the name of it, but that special donut you brought me last week was the best donut I've ever had in my life.
The cranberry orange with the cream?
Yes. Oh, my God, it was so good.
What was the cream? Lemon cream?
Orange, I thought.
Might have been. I don't know.
I don't remember. Whatever it was the best donut I've ever had.
Yeah, maple's my favorite. What's your favorite, Chris? All of them?
That's right. All of them.
I got you. All right. All right, do we have any callers on the line, buddy?
Yes, we've got Paul from Ellicott City.
Okay, Paul. Morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm well, Alan. Hi, Robin.
Good morning.
Good morning. Off to hunting and fishing, I'm going to the Maryland Million today.
Okay.
Not really hunting or fishing related, but it'll be fun to see this. My friend owns a horse and is going to run in the 7th race at 3 p.m. Gifted Art. But when I was listening how you folks were discussing, like, children, kind of, you know, growing up and, you know, your father, your grandfather, they hunted, they fished, and such like that. I think the term you might be looking for, too, is it's things like that are called a rite of passage.
Yeah, we call it the heritage. R-I-T. We call it the heritage of hunting.
Rite of passage.
Yeah, I heard you.
But and the next time you're cutting through Ellicott City, why don't you bring me back a dozen from the donuts, maybe some of those pumpkin donuts, and I'll make you a good deal on that Winchester.
Sounds good. Sounds good, buddy.
All right. Well, anyhow, God bless you all, and have a great morning.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. A lot of people weighing in, texting me this morning, Tackle Box Tim and our buddy Chuck and a few others. So,
and New Zealand called and said you're coming in loud and clear.
Who did?
New Zealand.
Oh, good. Didn't want to wait?
No.
Mm-mm. Okay. Cool.
It was expensive.
I'm glad to hear from New Zealand. Now, if we can only hear from Ecuador.
That's right.
You know,
that'll probably be next. We've got Don in Pasadena.
All right. Good morning, Don.
Yay, how you doing?
Good, you?
I got two questions for you. I know that, or I heard that they were supposed to have, like, an elk herd that was up in Pennsylvania. Is that right?
Yeah, they do. They have have a hunt for them. They have a hunting season for them.
Okay, then I was in between Frostburg and Friendsville just a little while back, and I'm in a peat. And I just seen what I thought was two of the biggest deer I've ever seen come across the road. So it was probably elk.
Yes, it probably was.
Okay. All right. I was thinking, man, they're big. All right. My second question is, I hear you advertise this guy Clyde's quite a bit.
Yes, sir.
Do they have someone down there, not to work on them, but to be somebody that could identify some really old rifles?
Yes, sir.
Would I have to set an appointment up to do this? Well, these things are old, and I got a funny feeling, but I'm not positive. I think they might be from Harper's Ferry.
Really?
Yeah, because we found the box. It was we bought a house up actually in West Virginia.
Right.
And it's close to Harper's Ferry, and on the bottom step, we noticed that the step was really big, and when we took the steps out, there was a box underneath there. I mean, quite about 6 foot long.
Wow.
But the markings on it, and there, it's really hard to see, it says U.S.
Okay.
And underneath of it, it says HFVA. Now, was Harper's Ferry's in West Virginia? Wouldn't that be a W in front of that VA?
I don't know.
That's really neat. That's really cool. That's how you found it.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to sell them because if they are from there, I'm going to donate them to the museum up there. But
right,
I would like to find out exactly what they are. There's six of them in there.
Is it a shotgun?
No, they're long rifles.
They're long rifles. And we found another box, and I haven't been able to open it up. It's steel, and it's marked up the same, but it's small, maybe about 18 inches.
Right.
And it's kind of heavy. We thought maybe pistols. But anyway.
Possible.
But you say this guy at Clyde's would probably be able to tell me exactly what they are?
They should be able to. Yep.
What was the markings on it again?
All right. It has the U.S., and then it has underneath of that, and it's a little bit bigger, it has an H and an F. Then there's a space, and it has V-A. And that's what I was thinking, Harper's Ferry, Virginia, because I know at one time, that's what it was, Harper's Ferry, Virginia, not West Virginia.
Possible. All right. Well, look, you've got a very interesting find, and I'm sure it's very valuable. So guard it.
Well, like I said, it's going to go to the museum if it's what I think it is.
I got it.
I'm trying to see if I could Google anything on it.
Yeah. But, Paul, it is Paul, right?
No, Don.
Oh, Don. Yes, I'm sorry. I'm just having trouble here this morning with the names. Not seeing them on the screen in front of me is a little difficult. So, very interesting. But I would, yes, with something like that, I'd definitely call, make an appointment. I'd also ask if they could identify the stuff.
Now, would they have been using Springfields?
Probably.
Okay, because that is exactly what's on. There's no numbers.
Right.
None that we could see, but it does say Springfield.
Got it. All right, okay. Don. Appreciate the call. We got to keep moving, and we'll be in touch, okay?
Thank you.
All right, buddy. See you later. Who's next, Chris? I know who's next. Clyde Sports Shop, as we were just speaking about, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9, your full-line Browning dealer. Now, look, they do carry the Browning Buckmark handguns. If you're into the shotgun sports, beautiful time to be out and doing some sporting clays and some trap and skeet. They've got the 725 Satori sporting model with five Invector DS choke tubes to hit any target out there, a ported barrel, triple trigger system, the Vector Pro length and forcing cones, and the 725 Satori is also now available in 20 gauge. The 725 field model will be great for those of you who like to hunt upland birds or even waterfowl with an over and under shotgun. The 725 Satori. I know our son-in-law has one. He likes shooting it, you know. But the Browning Satori is the gun for shotgun shooting sports, no question about it. Now, if you're going to go after big game, look at the X-Bolt. Beautiful rifle, extremely accurate. Bolt action, big game hunting perfection. All standard Magnum and short Magnum calibers. It's got an adjustable feather trigger, a detachable rotary magazine, and this is the one if you're going to go out west or just out to West Virginia, take a look at the X-Bolt. You want a nice quality firearm that's going to be accurate and you're going to enjoy it. It's the X-Bolt high-powered rifle. Bold action from Browning. Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9. That phone number, again, is 410-242-6108. That's 242-6108. And at this point, I'm supposed to talk about Bay Country Bakery, but we just talked about them, but I'll just mention them again. In Cambridge, right off Route 50, is where Bay Country Bakery is located. It's where I get... If I buy a donut, it's where I buy it, and it's the maple donut, a maple frosted donut with the sliced almonds on it, and Robin likes their specialty donuts, whatever they might be, peanut butter, banana, or something, you know, and they make great elephant ears, too. So bread, cakes, wedding venues, parties, they do it all. Cupcakes, you name it, Bay Country Bakery can handle it, so stop by and check it out, and you can grab your lunch there, too, or breakfast. All right, Chris, let's move on. We'll be right back after these following messages.
That tropical system will continue to push northeast, and it will ride offshore of North Carolina or Virginia on Sunday. We've got the sunshine to open up the weekend. A few clouds for the afternoon, low to mid-60s, and then we start to get the wet weather in later tonight. Off and on showers will fall back to around 50. Rain ahead for our Sunday, and we'll get up to 63. Back to mostly sunny skies Monday, and then rain returns Tuesday. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best seafood in Harford County and northern Baltimore County. Madonna Seafood Restaurant offers an outstanding menu for lunch or dinner and all-you-can-eat crabs. It's a great place for a family event or business meeting. Madonna Seafood Carryout has steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, great pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road after a few miles, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. 410-557-CRAB, MadonnaSeafood.com, and Madonna Seafood is open every day at 11. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Down in Louisiana, where the alligators grow so mean, lived a girl that I swear to the world made the alligators look mean. Oh, Sally Danny, give it another granny. Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause her mama was working on the chain gang. A mean, vicious, straight razor toting woman.
Straight razor toting woman. No, that kind of woman. Yeah. Kind of like Robin. All right, folks.
Chris, thank you. I needed that. I was in here bebopping.
Hey, listen, welcome back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show, the International Outdoorsman Radio Show. New Zealand checked in today. We got an email from Ralph, who is now, was in Canada, now in New Delhi, India. So we can add India to our list. Only wildlife here in the city is sacred cows roaming the streets and plenty of monkeys. Our show starts at 2:30. And he rarely misses. He's not a hunter or fisherman. He just loves the show. Signal's loud and clear in New Delhi, so glad to hear that. And now we're going to go to Ecuador since I baited Jill into calling. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning, Alan and Robin.
So good morning, Jill.
Good morning. Yes, I am still your faithful listener from Ecuador. It's always good to hear from home. And I am so happy to know that you no longer have to make that trek across the pond.
You and I both.
3 hours of Saturday morning. So nice to know that you're snug and warm in your house on in Easton.
Oh, it's wonderful. It got the fireplace going and everything.
Yes, indeed.
Yep.
Well, Mom and I are living on the south end of Ecuador now, but we had gone up to the north end to a little city called Ibarra, and we were stuck up there for 21 days under martial law. I don't know if you knew, but Ecuador has been under martial law because the new president decided to take away the government-subsidized gasoline. And this makes it a little more harder on the workers and the people down here. So the indigenous came down from the mountain and descended on to Quito and Atuntaki and Otavalo. And we were kind of stuck up there for 21 days. We just got home day before yesterday to the southern end.
Wow.
Yeah. So
are you still considering a move back to the States?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
After that one, definitely.
Had enough
yes.
of Ecuador, huh?
Well, I'm telling you, when the president down here decided to move his government to Guayaquil, which is the port that my shipping containers have to go through in order to get back to the States, I was very concerned.
I bet.
But it seems like things are back to normal now.
Wow.
So I don't think I told you, but I went down to the Ozarks in Missouri.
Yeah.
And I found this beautiful property, and so that's where I'm going to be shipping my containers to, and when I move there, I guess I'll be reporting to you about the wild hog problem down there.
And the Ozarks, yes.
Yes.
That'll be nice.
Yes, I know.
Well, it puts me in mind of that movie, Home from the Hill, years ago with Robert Mitchum. I don't know if y'all saw that.
I do remember that. So.
Yes, indeed.
All right, Jill. Well, listen, you stay in touch. I know you got the email, and we'll be in touch. And you are in the muzzleloader contest. And thanks for calling in. From
thanks, guys.
Ecuador.
Bye-bye.
See ya. Yes, indeed. Hey, Emmett and Charlotte, I apologize. We didn't get to your call just yet. We just kind of ran out of time, unfortunately. Robin?
They'll still be in the muzzleloader.
Oh, yeah, they'll still be in the contest.
You said another name.
What?
I said another name.
Oh, who else did I miss?
And Eric had called in, too.
Oh, Eric. Okay, all three of you. Okay.
Sorry, guys.
All right, guys. Well, look, I hear the music, so